Patty.
Oh, it looks wonderful. Just wonderful. I can't believe it's such a perfect fit for you.
Oh,
and it's just the right color. It looks like it was made for you. Since it's your birthday, no wonder you got a new orange hat.
Oh,
you big fat thing, you.
What's going on, guys? What's going on, guys?
Well, hello, everyone, and welcome to the Little Fatty Cast. I am your host, Mr. Larry H. Bader, and this is your show,
Larry Bader. And just welcome. What's going on, guys?
So I get there, and y'all, there ain't nobody but Big Fatty and his hall of friends there.
Was there any inappropriate touching?
No.
Could there have been?
Big Fatty!
Big Fatty!
Oh, Lord. I'll take that as a hello.
And I put little booties on the cat so they didn't get the floor dirty with their dirty little paws while I was mopping.
And you are fucking retarded.
Oh, what's going on, guys?
Oh, you big fat thing, you.
Well, hello, everyone, and welcome to the Little Fatty Cast for Monday, the 10th of January, 2022, in the ancient year of Miss Dolly Hortensia Lavatria Parton. I am your celebratory host, the one, the fat, the only Mr. Larry H. Vader, that's...
Vader, V-E-D-E-R.
Even on my birthday, he can't be bothered. V-A-D-E-R, Larry H. Vader, and with me is the... older
gassy
person.
One.
Oh gosh. I mean,
super gassy.
Oh, well, you made cabbage and it's a good 5 days old by this point. So,
I finished it off Friday morning so that I'd be prime for Granny on Friday night.
Oh, and Granny couldn't be bothered. Couldn't be bothered.
Oh, no, he showed up.
Oh, I thought he was very busy. Very busy.
Well, he is very busy, but he did show up and, he probably wishes he hadn't.
Right. Well, you know.
Bless his heart.
I know. Well, y'all, as Big Fatty alluded to in the opening skit, the day we're recording this, the 9th of January, it's my exiting of the birth canal.
Yes. And how many?
40. So, I know, Archer,
so
y'all, Archer.
40 share.
Yeah. Hey, babe. Archer posted on my face space today. He was like, happy birthday. Have you turned 40 yet?
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Well, you know.
His eyesight's going.
Y'all,
you know,
listen.
You know,
listen,
he's had a heart attack.
Right. Well, he's alive at least. Because, you know, I was worried about him. I was worried about him when we recorded last week because 2020 is going to get us all. And so.
Betty White, Archer.
Yeah. Y'all, I saw the funniest skit on the TikTok where somebody, one of the angels was talking to the other and like, did you get the old woman? And they're like, yep, we got her. And he's like, thanks for getting the queen. And they're like, blah, blah, blah. And then they realized they got the wrong old white woman. But anyway, it was really funny. I'll put a link to it in the show notes. I'll get right on that.
Do we have show notes?
I mean, it's usually two sentences every week. Thank you for everyone, including Archer, who wished me a happy birthday. There were so many textimoniums, Twitter messages, and FaceSpace messages this morning. I'm not sure I replied to all of them, but I tried, and I appreciate that. I appreciate that. I'm looking forward to a good year, to a great year.
Okay.
Yeah, that's all I got. That's all I got. But I do have a little bit of this. Breaking news.
Breaking news. Okay.
Y'all, I have hot water.
Oh.
Y'all, the plumbers.
Are you going to celebrate your birthday by soaking in the tub?
Actually, I may. That's not a bad idea. Y'all, it was a busy week here at Lake Fatigon. And y'all, I went on a date on Tuesday night with Larry the Carpenter. You know, that was a nice diversion.
Let's not skip over that.
Right,
okay.
Right.
Larry the Carpenter. Now, where did you meet Larry the Carpenter?
I guess we met on the Tinder. That's the aluminum finding. And we had chatted off and on. And I think we had exchanged numbers probably about 3 or 4 months ago. And, you know, occasionally be like, hey, and then hi. And then we just wouldn't, whatever. And so finally, he was like, you know what? Like, I'm home from work. It's a decent time. Do you want to have a cup of coffee or a drink or whatever? So, yeah, we went to the Starbucks and we had a little coffee. And it was nice. Oh. It was perfectly fine. He's delicious, which is why I don't know that there will be another.
Oh, so there was no humpity bumpity or mobile.
No. It was for real, like casual, like just a cup of coffee, not like romance or anything like that. Just getting to know someone.
Hello.
I'm too old for romance. I actually think I told him that. And then, because that's how you be successful. 39.
Oh. So you're
a younger man. Mm-hmm.
So you're robbing the playpen.
Oh, yeah. And so.
Except you didn't.
Well, right. I mean.
Well, you know, nowadays the young ones, they like the daddies.
Trust me, I know. But y'all, on Wednesday morning, I got a phone call.
Uh-oh.
And it said, hi. Hi. It's Alex from the Plumbers. I'm coming. I'm coming. And I was like, okay. And y'all, because, you know, we're going to be there first thing in the morning. So, y'all, I got up about 6. I got up, started having my coffee about 6:30 in the morning because I wanted to clean up a little bit. But I wanted to move some stuff out of the way because, like,
yes,
you know,
cat
whatever.
Vomit.
Well, that also. And the litter boxes were right near the water heater. So I wanted to move all that.
Well, you know, I think we know why the water heater stopped working.
Right. And so, y'all, about 8:45, he called to say he was on his way from James Island. So, needless to say, it was not quite first thing by my calculations in the morning. But that's okay. I was over-caffeinated when he got here. Y'all.
Right.
Good God almighty, he was hot.
Did you take a picture?
No, but I don't need to because we're chatting a bit because, you know, he had to inspect everything and give me the price and then I had to sit down. And then I was like, yeah, I guess just go, let's do this. And but then he had to call his guy. And
gotta get my guy.
And the guy had to go because I had to choose the water heater that I wanted. And which I was under the impression, oh, he's going to show up ready to work with the water heater with him. Well, y'all, that's not the case. And so his guy had to bring it out while he was disassembling the old one. Turns out, my water heater was probably a death trap and has been for 15 years. So there's that. Oh. It was installed incorrectly.
I thought this was a new water heater.
No. So here's what happened. And this is all confusing.
What happened?
This is all confusing to me. When I got the new shower, I had the plumbers come out to give me a quote because I had the issue with the pressure relief valve failing on my old one. Well, they would never give me the quote and just like for a new one to just replace the pressure release valve. So anyway, that's what all that was about. So I should have done this a year ago. Blah, blah, blah. It doesn't matter. So we're chatting while we're waiting because I had to move some stuff off a shelf. We had to take a shelf out of my laundry room. And he was like, Did you have a roommate named Ellie? And I was like, oh, yeah. That's the OG Huss, you know, for those of you who've listened for a long time. And I was like, yeah. And he was like, I went to high school with her. And I was like, oh, right. Like, we've been to plenty of house parties together in college and stuff. And he's like, yeah. And so we actually, it'll be easy enough to face space stalk him. But anyway, y'all, they brought in this new water heater. And I opted for the commercial grade one because it was only like $30 more and it had like double the warranty and it was more efficient. Y'all, this thing it's two big fatties, at least, if not three. It is massive. Anyway, got that put in and he finished up.
So in other words, it should last about halfway through your shower now.
Oh yeah, right. If I'm lucky, if I keep it kind of cool while I'm showering, keep the water kind of cool. But yeah, it took him about 2 hours to get it from that point to get the new one in, and so he was out of here around lunchtime or so.
Oh.
Y'all, the first thing I did was run the dishwasher, and the second thing
now,
I did
understand you had some soiled. kitchen accessories.
Oh, I had all the dirty dishes that I couldn't get clean with cold water. And then I got in the shower, y'all. It was lovely and glorious. So lots of new plumbing.
The new hot water heater melted the new shower, and you're having to get
it absolutely out. Would if I turned it up that high. I didn't realize how bad the old one had gotten, and he thinks that one of the heating elements failed is what caused all this, and so it was only anyway, whatever. But anyway, they had to do a bunch of new plumbing and things because, and then I asked for some stuff. So if this ever happens again, just something out there, you guys, I had them put in a bypass valve. That way I can turn it and then the hot water keeps flowing through the hot water side of the pipes, or water flows through the hot water side of the pipes. But the water heater's bypassed. So, you know, you can drain it, but that way, like your dishwasher and everything, you can keep using and you don't lose pressure in your hot water lines. And get air all in them and all that good stuff. So anyway, did all that. And that was Wednesday. And yeah. And so
basically you got the new hot water heater, a colostomy bag.
Well, an enema.
Okay.
Yeah, really. It's more of an enema, but yeah. So I did that, y'all. There's all this stuff, and y'all, he wasn't trying to take advantage of me. This company doesn't do that, but I mean, I'm sure they would sell you something ridiculous, but y'all, there are all these things. He was like, here's the list of things. Like, he kept apologizing. He was afraid to show me the quote until he finally did, and I had to sit down. But y'all, there are all these things that weren't up to code, and it was shocking. And he's like, yeah, so like all these things just kind of add up. And I mean, I wasn't mad at him. He was right. And they needed to be done. So did all that. So that was fun. And Thursday and Friday, I just basically did things with hot water all day, which is why I'm doing another load of laundry right now. I have one more left to go. Y'all, I think I've done
10 months. Were not in the coal mine Thursday or Friday?
I was in Thursday. Tuesday and Thursday. Okay. But then we were sent home because there were too few people at the coal mine to keep her running in person, because everyone has the Rona. And so they're afraid other people are going to get sick. So they said, go home. That happened.
Now, are the coal miners back?
They are back right now. As we record this, I believe they're reporting for shifts there for the 7 p.m. shift tonight. So, you know, the actual ones down in the mine. So I was just talking to one of my coworkers, and she was like, oh, dear Lord, they're everywhere. And I was like, I know. It's like it's like fire ants. They're just right. Everywhere.
Here comes Rona.
They can go back to the mines, they have to get a negative Rona test, and apparently that's causing some issues because there's a lot of positive Rona tests. The Abercrombie with a Fitch is really, really coming out.
The Abercrombie is giving them a Fitch.
Oh, it's true. It's true. So, So that's basically my week. I did celebrate my birthday weekend a little bit. Y'all, one of my friends, we'll call him
Larry.
Y'all, he gave me a painting. I don't have it up here. I'd show Big Fatty. Y'all, he's an artist. He's one of my new friends that I met that's a biker at the Bluffton Biker Bar.
Is this like motorcycle or Schwinn?
motor scooter. Rides the Harley Davidson.
Miss Bacon. This probably knows Miss Bacon then.
Probably. But y'all, he messaged me this
week. Has he been to Sturgis?
I don't know.
Well, if he does, he'll bring you some Rona.
Right. He messaged me this week. He actually had the flu, so I didn't see him last weekend. And I was like, sure, you had the flu. You had the Rona. But he sent me a photo of the flu test and the Rona test. The Rona was negative. The flu is positive. But anyway, y'all, he sent me a gift. He asked for my address, and he sent me a gift. And y'all, he's an artist in his spare time. Y'all, it's a pen and ink drawing of Miss Dolly Hortensia LaVetria Parton. And it is absolutely amazing. So I'll put a photo of it in the show notes. Y'all, he's a very accomplished artist, but he was something, and I was like, oh, you're too kind or whatever. Y'all, he started flirting with me, and I was like, I thought you were the straight man. because I just assumed, you know, and
right.
He said something. I was like, y'all, I don't flirt with straight men. Like, that is just dumb. And he was like, well, who says I'm straight? And I was like, okay, that's some breaking news that needed to be announced. Maybe before now, but whatever. So
anyway. You'll be able to thank him properly later.
I hope so. Now that I know, because good Lord, it's a lot of man. And anyway, they were talking about, because, you know, I am an honorary member of the Sons of Freedom Biker Club there.
I did not know that. Do you have the patch?
No, because I don't have a vest to put it on, although I bet a patch is forthcoming, but I probably have to buy it myself. But y'all, they're trying to talk me, and there's a group message thing with them, and I don't really know why I didn't think I was really part of this. But y'all, they decided for my birthday they need to get me the motor scooter training so I can learn how to ride a motor scooter. And I was like, this, I'm going to tell you how that's going to end.
Well, you know, you know why they're soliciting you on this. It's because, you know, a motorcycle.
They want me to be their ride or die?
The motorcycle is called a hog.
Ah.
And
wow. How appropriate. How appropriate. You know, y'all.
You got to keep it in the family.
Miss Bacon, should I be afraid that the motorcycle Larrys have adopted me and think that they need to make me into one of them? Because I'm not a big fatty. I'm going to send you some photos of them. Like,
okay.
Ooh. I mean, I haven't, like, whatever. But anyway, all that. Y'all, it's quite a week. And then on Saturday, I went to the Pulse Ultra Club. So, the owner there messaged me and was like, it's your birthday. I wrote it down and I expect you to be here. And I was like, I don't know, you know, COVID, blah, blah, blah. I don't think it's a good idea. And he was like, it's not going to be that busy. And I was like, all right, well, I'll come out at like 6 o'clock, have a drink or two, and then I'll leave. I don't want to be there, you know, when it gets busy, when there are people in the bar. But yeah, if it's just you and your boyfriend and whatever, like, absolutely. So y'all, I went up early yesterday afternoon, Saturday afternoon, got checked into the Scarlet Roof Resort Conference Center where they wished me a happy birthday day. And
wow.
Had a little dinner and walked over to the Pulse Ultra Club.
Now, for dinner, did you go to the cafeteria that's just right there?
I don't know about that cafeteria. No, I went to the Food Lion and got some sandwiches and crackers.
Got some sushi, huh?
I got chicken salad sandwiches and some stuff that I could put in the refrigerator there. And then if I got, you know, the Snickers later that night, I'd have a little something to snack on. Because I would thought I'd be back. Well, y'all, I walked over to the Pulse Ultra Club. It was probably 6:20, as I recall. And I was like, there's a lot of cars here. What's going on? Y'all, I opened the door. And there must have been 300 people in there.
Oh, my Lord.
And so I closed the door and turned around and walked away because I was like, absolutely not. Like, I know they put in all these antiviral bacteria filtering, blah, blah. No. And so I left and went back to the Scarlet Roof Resort and Conference Center. Yeah, I looked real cute, too. I was getting really upset because I was feeling very butch handsome.
Could you post a picture of that?
If because I have I know, one, I'll also will.
I know Miss Lauren will want to
right.
see it.
Mrs. Lauren would love
Excuse
to.
Me, Mrs. Lauren.
But y'all, I get a text on my way back from the owner there of the Pulse Ultra Club. And he was like, did I just see you walk in and walk right back out? And I was like, yes. And he replied back. He's like, I don't know what's going on. We don't know what's happening. There's an impromptu drag show and there are hundreds of people here. And I was like, well, thank you, but I'm happy for you because you need the business, but no, thank you. You know, whatever. Y'all, I got a text from him about 50 minutes later that said, you can come back now. Y'all, I walked back over there. There were 3 people there.
They came in for one drink?
And one drag performance with someone from like New York or something who did a pop-up something and left.
Okay.
And so y'all, I went back in. It was me and the owner and bartender John and bartender, the best bartender in the world, Julie, who is truly the best bartender you will ever meet in your life. If you ever go to the Pulse Ultra Club, they can really pour a drink. And one old man who got in my face until I had pushed him down because I was like 6 feet back up. And then he was drunk and I may have shoved him a little too hard. Anyway, I didn't mean to knock you down, Big Fatty. He was,
it's not me.
He was like, I'm going to buy you a shot. And he's like getting in. And I was like, go away. So anyway, y'all, I sat there and chatted with the bartenders for about 3 hours. Because there's no one there, went to bed. So that was my birthday. It was very weird and very not exciting. But yeah,
you know what? That's okay.
Again, I didn't want the Rona, and not saying I didn't get it in the Food Lion, you know, because
well, right.
I mean, that's the thing. Or checking in to the Scarlet Roof Resort and Conference Center, or from one of the bartenders there who were probably within 6 feet. Well, I know the owner was because he hugged me, and we were chatting about some stuff, and he also heard the rumor about the new Gabar in Charleston. So we were chatting.
What did he heard?
Same thing that I told everyone last week. Speaking
maybe
of,
he heard it on the Little Fatty Cast.
I bet he doesn't listen. But y'all, speaking of, Jay the Hog Cub messaged me.
Oh, what did he have to say?
Well, he had some photos to share from New Year's Eve, and I said, "Yep, as confirmed." I missed that. Then he was very excited for the new Gabar in Charleston. So it was nice to chat with him for a few minutes this week. Yeah.
Well, gassy.
Oh, well, are you a little bit?
Oh.
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, Big Fatty, I've nattered for far too long. But we got to fill the time somehow.
Right. And let me just tell you, dead or alive, it's slim pickings.
Well, you know what? Well, hello, porcupines. We've been waiting for you. It's time to play dead or alive. All right, everyone. It's that game that we play, the only game that we play, where Big Fatty gives me the name of someone born on this day. And I tell him if they're dead or alive. But the more difficult part is I have to tell you guys who they are and why we'd know them.
Right. Okay. Our first one is Lyle Menendez.
Lyle Menendez, one of the it's easy for you to say, Melendez brothers, and dead.
Okay, and we would know him from...
Look, I got the part that they were the Melendez brothers, all right? I don't know what you
expect. Are they known for?
Well, didn't they, like, kill their parents or something?
Well, you are correct. He is one of the Melendez brothers, and they are known for killing their parents, but he is alive, believe it or not.
Oh, okay. I mean, I guess it has been that long ago. All right.
Right. David Horowitz.
David Horowitz. David Horowitz is alive. And,
and we would know him from?
He was the actor... I can't remember who he played. I believe it was on one of the CSIs. He was one of the...
David Horowitz CSI.
Yeah,
Horowitz.
I think that's it. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. David Horowitz is indeed alive, but he's an American author and a political commentator.
Oh.
He's... I don't
know. You can stop.
Well, you know, what can I say? All right. Let's just see here. Oh, wait. Here we go. Here's one. George Foreman.
Ooh, George Foreman, he is alive, and George Foreman, other than making the grills, he was a boxer.
Oh, okay, well, George Foreman is indeed alive, and he did make the grills, and he was a boxer. You got that one right.
Wow.
That was a gimme. Jim Croce.
Jim Croce, I don't know if he's dead or alive, so I'm going to go with alive. He's a musician.
We would know him from?
He's a musician. What? A musician from the 70s. Yeah, he played a lot. He had a lot of those songs that were like that soft rock crap.
Ballads.
That's what I'm looking for.
Yes.
Yeah, the Ballaries.
He is indeed, a singer-songwriter, wrote Time in a Bottle and Bad Leroy Brown, baddest man in the whole damn town.
Did you have to learn the Leroy Brown dance in high school or in like PE class? Because we did.
No.
Yeah, we did. We did.
And by the way, he's dead.
Oh. Well, I mean, he was probably old then, so it makes sense. Now, is there time? Do you have one more? Because I think we can squeeze one more in.
Okay, Frank Sinatra Jr.
Oh, old Blue Eyes Jr. He's alive, so.
Okay, and we would know him from?
Being Frank Sinatra's son, and he also sings. Yes.
Okay, well, he does also sing, and he was Frank Sinatra's son, and he died in 2016.
Like, how ironic is it that I know who the people are this week, but I can't tell you if they're dead or alive? Usually I'm real good at guessing if they're dead or alive, but have no clue who they are. And then, yeah. Yeah. So, well, do you have big plans coming up this week, Big Fatty?
Well, I do kind of have some plans coming up this week. You know, later tonight, Monday night, we got the big sports ball game.
No.
The college sports ball championship between Alabama and Georgia, and it's being played in Indiana. Mm.
Right.
So, will you be watching that?
No, I probably don't get the channel that it's on, but I did watch the Denver Dallas game. Or no, I'm sorry. Was that Denver Dallas? Miss Bacon, your Cowboys won. I did watch that a little bit last night, but I couldn't believe that. They don't ever win. But I don't. You know, I do like the good college sports ball. What channel is it coming on? Maybe I'll.
Well, it's on the Entertainment and Sports Programming Network.
No, I don't get that.
Oh,
I don't get that. I don't get any of those premium sports channels. Something's just turned off here. Was I running something? I don't even know what it was. Yeah.
It's probably the hot water heater.
It's probably exploded downstairs.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Yep.
And then on Tuesday, on Wednesday, I am having dinner with a former coal miner from way back in the day.
Oh.
And has just moved back to Charleston and wanted to do dinner. And I said, okay.
Now, is this person older or younger than you?
He's younger than me. He's about, I don't know. I don't know when he graduated. I mean, when he completed coal mine service. But anyway, the one thing. Well, there you go. Okay. One thing that we haven't talked about.
Ooh.
Is the weather.
Well, you know, I was trying not to be old.
Too late.
Y'all, it was about 12 degrees below zero on Saturday, but it's 75 degrees outside right now. So, you know, that's...
Well, actually, it's 68 right now, but it did get up to 75, I think.
Yeah.
I
was out getting grocerariums today, and it was miserable.
It's going to rain Sunday night, and then the high will be at midnight on Sunday night, and it'll be dropping all day. And by the time we get to Tuesday night, it will be below freezing.
Perfect. It is absolutely bizarre weather, y'all. And I mean, you know.
It's. Yeah.
I don't know what else to say other than it's crazy. Oh, thank God.
It's crazy that didn't start sooner.
Well, I couldn't find it.
Okay. Well, now, you know, y'all, the old people, y'all, it's so sad to see them go downtown right in front of your eyes. I mean,
it's true. It's true.
Everybody expects it of me, but, you know.
Sad. Well, look, I'm still a little bit tired. Y'all, I tossed and turned all night long. I had the GERD. I had the terrible GERD. Y'all, for my birthday drink, since they were like, what are you drinking? Because it's your birthday. And I was like, Stoli, please. So I had the old Stoli last night. And
Stoli has gained notoriety, especially out in Walnut Hills. I don't know if you knew that or not. It's in very short supply. You know, it's not supply chain problems. It's there's one drain on the Stoli reserves, and I can't remember exactly what the reason is for that.
This podcast is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.
Huh. Yeah, I don't know what that could be either. That's odd.
I thought I did pretty well setting that up.